Blog Talk Radio.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly. The 29th of August, I'm having a special edition, Daytime After Dark tonight, so we can talk about the liaison scene, which I haven't seen yet because I've been gone all day. I had to get a new cell phone, which I love, but I don't know how to use quite yet, and so I don't even really know how to text on it. With me and texting with a lot of, you know, I love to. So I feel like I'm in this living hell. I mean, I think I'm already in the living hell right now with what we're on today, what I put about later on. But you know what? A dream is a dream. Dreams don't always come bad. You know, dreams don't always, you know, happen the way they are all on screen. I mean, come on. So we are going to be talking about that and Dancing with the Stars news and all of it. And I made it for an hour, and I should have made it for longer, but, you know, I live and I learn. And so I have Audrey on the line. So far, my co-host, Terry, will be here shortly. But you guys, you know what, GH, stop doing this to us. Okay, I just had a little maple ball up. You know, people should not even try and do diets or anything until Leilong gets back together. Because by now, I feel like I'm on a fucking roller coaster. Excuse my friends. Okay, I'm going to let Audrey on. Hey,
hi
girl.
There.
Okay, why are you laughing at me now? Okay,
I'm laughing at you. No, because all you can do is laugh. It's, you know,
you don't seem
used to that, you know. It's like being on a roller coaster.
I'm not trying to cause trouble, people. But I'm thinking, you know, ladies on fan people, if you think, let's do a diet in September or October, good. Okay, we are in for a bumpy good ride. It's going to get so much better. You guys don't lose hope, you know. Hey, what happened to you in this album? You were there and then you left.
My computer's acting up, so I can't even get back in this stupid thing. It keeps freezing up. I don't know what's wrong with it, so I'm trying.
Did you see the scene today? Because I didn't.
I've been gone. I didn't watch it.
I got a new cell phone. I just don't know how best. I don't know how to use it.
Oh, no.
I mean, I have to be those stupid things that I have, so the battery and all that. And, you know, everyone puts me, I have a cell. And you're the only one called it. Like, you know, people begged. And, you know, I've been not having one on Monday for a while. I just been having one on Friday. But, you know, let's see. No, it's still just you and I, which is fine. But I don't give a shit what people say anymore. I feel our couple will get back together and we will have them. And, you know, what we are seeing right now isn't, you know, isn't perfect. But, you know, when is it on a soap opera perfect?
Not. And that's the thing. I mean, for me personally, I would have been more upset if it had been Jason's dream, because then it would have been like, okay, well, he's not interested in Liz. But this was from Liz's point of view. And
the way I see it right now, I'm not taking the dream as a closer bubble. I'm not. I'm taking on the fucking dream. People, believe me, I have had real dreams. And some have came to light, some haven't. Oh, I have a block caller on here. So, block caller, if you want to talk, press 1, and I will bring you on, because if you just want to listen to me randomly about this, go for it, because, you know, thanks, Silo. You know what, I'm not going to, you know, freak out about this. Okay, fine, I know I'm eating a maple ball. But you know what? I'm not totally freaking out. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to stay in my little bubble that I've been living in, which is kind of nice. And I really haven't been on Twitter lately because I don't want to hear it. I really don't want to hear it yet.
I was surprised because there were a few people that were like, oh, well, I'm done with GH, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You know what? I'm not.
Good things are going to be coming, and we can't
we have another call. Hey,
hello.
You.
If I speak low, my mom's here, and I don't want to really talk to her, so I'm just going to keep it low. You know, mothers and daughters and stuff.
Yes,
so.
Avoiding mothers is a good thing.
I'm
but when you have such a cool mom like I do, I just avoid grandma.
Grandma. The maple bar thing, that was cracking me up. Okay, so, yeah, watching the scene today, I watched it. I mean, I went crazy a little bit. I've been on Facebook and on the other message board, just to check out what other people's perspective. I mean, other people are thinking it in a positive way, like what you said, Audrey, about how it's just Liz's point of view and how maybe Jason will wake up feeling differently, you know, maybe because his flashbacks today were from...
Well, Jason had his flashbacks, you look at what they chose for Jason and Liz.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was their relationship.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about Jake. So, I mean, that I'm taking... It would have been worse had it been from Jason, if it was Jason, because then it would be like, okay, he's all about Sam. but you can see it from Liz's point of view.
Yeah.
That's what she thinks, you know. She thinks, okay, where do I fit in his life, you know? Was it just about Jake, you know? So.
Yeah. But you know what was really what really hurt me was that, because basically what that was, what that scene was telling me, that was kind of a slap in the face, meaning that that Liz never knew Jason. Of course she knows Jason. She wasn't trying to change him or anything. She wasn't trying to trap him.
Yeah, that's the part I didn't like.
They made it sound like she was trying to trap him, and she wasn't. You know, she didn't want to tell him anything. She wasn't afraid that she was trapping him. She was afraid for her son, for her safety, his safety. It just demeaned, to me, it kind of demeaned Liz and Jason, the way that, even if it was a dream.
You have to also look at it from this point of view. Sam's dream ended all happy and all
good. I know.
And you know that it's not going to be that way in real life.
Yes.
Back to reality. So I would rather have had what we had than what
Yeah, because I was like, and in Sam's dream, it made it sound like Jason was yes, ma'am, okay, ma'am, you know, and you know, and the way they made, I'm like, that's not Jason at all. He's not that way, you know.
We have another call. Hold on.
I can't.
Hey, Block Caller, do you want on the air or not?
Hello?
Hey, hi, this is Daytime After Dark. Do you want on the air or not?
Yes. I just found your number, Carly. I was like, where is it? And I just found it. So I was like, okay, let me listen for a few minutes before I speak.
Okay, and what's your name again?
Alva.
Oh, hi, Alva. I'm so glad you called back.
Hey, Alva, were you on Facebook? Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Because I think I saw you on Facebook. You were commenting on comments that I made on there, and I was agreeing with what you were saying, too. I'm Terry on the thing on Facebook there. So, yeah.
You're Terry all the time.
Terry. I know.
Oh, okay. You're Terry.
I'm Terry on Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have an alter ego, and you're just, you know, I'm just Terry on Facebook.
I'm still on Facebook, and I just read everybody's comments. But let me see if I can find this one comment. She kind of made me look at it different. It's from Kat.
Okay.
Kat, Liz, and Jason. That's name.
Yeah.
And she said, this is what she said. She said, I know everyone is screaming from anger and heartbreak right now. Some will suck it up and still fight hard for Liaison. She said, this is what we feel. Some will say GW is no better than RG or Fonz, as Fonz has him by the balls, too. Well, I'm saying don't lose heart. She said,
thank you, Alba.
She says, GW said one of the things he wanted to do with the show was to show everyone's emotions. He said when he killed someone off. Then she said, the word is Jason's pretending to be the person he was before surgery. This is the way she's looking at it. She said, my guess is he will strongly dislike the way he is living now. He's going to dislike his job. He's going to be faking that he loves Sam, and he's going to have a different opinion about her. He said, remember what Steve said, only Sam wants him to be the serial killer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Sam wants Jason Morgan. If he woke up as Jason Morgan / Jason Quartermain, she's not going to want that. She wants that man in the black T-shirt who goes out and kills people, because that's the only way she fits in with him.
You know what?
And so, you know, I mean, it's not, I don't think this was necessarily, I know that Jason and Sam fans are probably on the roof for 3 minutes saying, oh, it was closure for Liaison.
I'm
closure.
Sure.
No,
it
wasn't.
And plus, Garen said, I'm probably going to misquote him, but he said, this fall is don't assume anything. That's
exactly.
And she said,
okay, we have another blog call, and I'm with people.
My computer won't let me back in the chat room. So.
I'm sorry, but no. I would block callers before number one because I have another block call. And if I don't know, at the moment I'm trolling people. You know, what happened to our girls tonight? Where's Allie? Where's Christy? Where, you know, Christy, Allie, you know, kind of said, oh, you got to have a show on Monday. Where are the girls? You know,
no, I'm the one who said it. I'm the one who said you should have a show because they were having a scene today.
Okay, fine. You know what? Okay, fine. I'm not mad at you all day because you're
in the scene, Jason fell in her dream. He fell from the top of the stairs, and then the next thing, he's in a wheelchair, and he's like, "I'd rather be shot in the head than be like this. I don't want you around me." Blah blah blah. And that was the nurse in her trying to you know, make him feel better, whatever.
Well, I've read that she's gonna lose her nursing license and she's gonna go back to art. I don't know.
Oh.
But,
yeah, and you know what? Yeah.
And this is the other part she said. She said because of her dream, Liz will move on, maybe with Matt, but she and Jason will be close. She said they will get to know each other, changes and all, and fall deeply in love. This is what she sees out of it. She said, in Jason's dreams, when they did the replay of everybody, he said he remembered Liz, Robin, Carly, and Sam.
Yes.
But he only said, "I love you" to Liz.
Really?
Yeah.
In the flashbacks, you mean? In the flashback.
She was the only one that he said, "You know I love you."
Well, she's the only one that got his shirt off or sort of open, too, so.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and, Ava, hey, by the way, Ava, are you on Facebook? Are you following me or on Twitter? Because,
I do yours, and I follow Liaison Night Gathering, too. I follow her, and then I follow Liaison, and then I follow Lovely Liaison. I follow all of the Liaison stuff I try to follow.
Yeah, I know, because we're not so delusional as
We are not. Believe me, we are not delusional.
I'll go, you know how they suggest you follow people?
I
found a bunch of new liaison people. I mean, I didn't realize that there were that many liaison people
on
Twitter.
I'm on Twitter. On Twitter, Chris.
Yeah.
So, fine. I might just go look at you. Twitter
I'm following a bunch of people.
Yeah, I mean, I might just see you. And you know what I like today about the flashbacks is that they.
Robin was in the flashbacks too.
Mm-hmm.
I love
that.
Cause I was a Jason and Robin fan too. And see, the Sammer fans seem to forget that Jason had more women in his life than Sam. Wasn't always.
They don't forget it. They just, it's selective memory.
Selective memory. And Robin was the first one that he felt that kind of made him who he was in the sense that he could
open
up his heart.
Well, I've always said that Robin holds a very special place in Jason's heart.
Very special.
Yeah, and you know, the Jay Sammers can suck on that. So
maybe Robin will be part of his life too. Maybe if he becomes Jason a little bit, Jason Q and Jason.
Well, I don't know, because you know that there are rumors about there's like, you know, you've heard the rumors about Kimo leaving and JJ leaving, but there's also rumors
that Brooke
leaving and...
Wait, I can talk about that. I have not heard a single thing about Kimo leaving Carla being out. So, you know, I'm on Chris.
I don't want Jason and Robin again. I don't want Jason.
I know.
I don't want them again.
Yeah. I don't want them. I just want them to get
you guys, I just want to say that Christy from Liaison Radio is also on the
Swift.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Christy.
Okay, I was trying to maybe see if you pressed one, but you didn't press one, so I was trying to be good.
Oh, I pressed one. I thought I did.
No, you did. I mean, the yellow world didn't, but that's okay. But so what?
Yeah.
What? Did you see the scenes today?
I did. I watch them. I didn't even actually watch live today because I thought I want one more day sleeping in before I have to get up at like 6 a.m. every day for a job. So I watched them tonight, and yeah, you know, it really felt like a slap in the face to Liz fans and the Yzon fans, and I was just kind of like, what my question is now at the end is because they had Jason kind of show up at the end and talk to, like, you know, the glowing Liz fantasy version of her or whatever. Like, was that really Jason, or was that what Liz's perception of what Jason would say?
I think that's her perception, but now that we're talking about it. Now that Audrey kind of put that in my mind, that Liz's perspective, that was what he would want to... Because there's no way in hell Jason would say that to her.
I think that's what Liz might have pictured Jason saying to her. Like, maybe he just wants to, like, not have anything to do with me anymore, you know? So maybe that's
what
he's
like... No, I think that was this thing, this feeling.
12 years of Liz and Jason compared to whatever of Jason and Sam. Come on.
Yep.
Well, they don't, but, you know, they don't compare. They never have.
They don't. They never have,
But it just depends on whether or not there's still backstage politics going on.
I'm sure that there
is. I don't think they are, because you know what? I thought about this, too. We would not even be getting a Dreamskin Quince. If, you know what? No, I think Gavin, this comatose, you know what? Hi, Kath. Hi, Kath. You can call in. We still have to call the comment line. Even though we felt like it was a slap in the face today, we need to call and say thank you for, having, these on screen moment. We want Jason and Liz back together. I mean, that's what I say,
Even in a dream, we couldn't even get, like, a family or something. You know what I mean? Even in a dream,
well,
I was hoping
to get... You know what really upsets me in that dream is that they painted Liz to be, like, always wanting a kid with him, and that's all she really wanted from him.
I know.
That's what I perceived as.
She never trapped him or anything.
No, but it just plays into all the Liz haters who say that she tried to trap Jason and that she's a slut and that she, I've read the jokes on Twitter that Matt's going to be her next baby daddy
and all the crap.
I'd rather be Fertile
Myrtle than not being able to have a baby. I'd rather be Fertile Myrtle than Sam.
I wouldn't want to have 4 different kids.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, I just.
But you know what? It shouldn't matter if Liz has 3 different kids with 3 different fathers. It should not matter.
My sister.
Alexis is the only one. And if you're going to really throw Alexis under the bus, and then
I'm tired of Liz bashing because they act like she is the worst character on soap operas, and I've seen characters on different soaps do worse things than Liz does, and I'm so sick of it. Sick of it.
At least Liz is not, she's not, with Sam.
And if I hear one more person say she's a hypocritical bitch, she never owns up to her crap,
I was just going to say she
owns up to it. She's always talking about owning up to it. Sam's the one that doesn't own up to her shit.
Shit, I know. She's never really owned up to the fact what she did to Jason Elizabeth. You know? God, I wish somebody would just come and karma her ass. On that show.
I still think that the karma is going to get that bitch. And, I cannot wait. And you know what? I'm sorry, but, if they're going to fault Elizabeth for having, because as much as I love calling people, and you guys don't know, she has 3 kids from 3 different dads. Alexis does too. Edward's a guy.
There's a feeling about Elizabeth that, and it's from the haters, and haters are going to hate, so you're not going to change their mind. But there's this feeling about Elizabeth that she's holier than thou, and
oh
that she calls everybody else out on their crap, and she judges people, and she thinks that she's an angel, and that she doesn't own up to her crap. Well, they must be watching a different show than I am, because I see Elizabeth as owning up to her crap all the time. But I'm an Elizabeth lover, so maybe I'm seeing it. Maybe I'm seeing it through a different perspective.
Yeah, no,
because I don't like Sam. So when they're when they're defending Sam, I'm sitting there going, y'all are full of it. So it's probably the same thing. But you know, haters are going to hate, so it doesn't really matter. You know, I'm just tired of it. That's all.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, it was to the point today after the scene where I just wanted to give up completely during the hospital. I won't go back there until they do a 180 degree on that show, until they turn it around to where, like with the flashback.
Well, you know, the contradiction in terms, you know, I mean, here we have the canvas thing that Darren Wolf says that they have no history, yet they brought up all their history.
Yeah.
You know, they talked about Italy. They showed the one scene, I love the one of my favorite scenes when he gives her the red glass. They showed that in the flashback.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it was a contradiction in terms, but at the same time, it was a slap in the Liz and Jason fans' face. So I don't really know anymore. I'm so.
I don't either.
I mean, I'm I think something is in the air, but at the same time, I don't understand why people would be like, oh, I'm done with this crap.
I know,
I'm
me too. I understand that.
Yeah,
and
you
I,
know, but. Yeah.
And somebody
you can
who's a host
tell
on.
People that good shit's going to come up for so long, you know. People have been hearing this for 3 years. It's going to change. It's going to change. It's going to change.
I know.
At some point, you need to see it on the screen.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
Yeah.
I know. That's how I feel.
Really?
I just, at least we got
you
something.
Know what?
At least we got a scene.
Okay. If, you know what? Okay, ask me in October when... Maybe some of the storyline will be done. And then ask me, and then I'm not going to say I told you so. But I will. God, I feel like going
we'll bow
to
down
the
to you. We'll bow down to you when the time comes, okay?
Yes.
We'll give you praise for forever.
I'll be a Liz and Jason fan for the rest of my life. That
me
will
too.
Never change.
Yeah,
I mean,
they can't diminish that. No
and for right now, I am freaking pissed.
I know,
and
me
yes,
too.
And, yes, I keep saying to myself, don't be mad. You know,
I know.
And that's what I keep saying to myself. Don't be mad. He just woke me up. And I even wrote it in one of my little things. I said, you know, I'm not mad. You know, he just woke, it was just a fool of me to think that it was going to change, you know, that he was going to bring some changes. And he just woke he just opened my eyes, that maybe maybe my eyes were closed.
You know what makes me mad is it was completely unnecessary. It was completely unnecessary if they weren't, you know, I mean, the Liz and Jason fans have already been screwed over enough. They didn't need to be screwed over anymore.
No. So
you know,
that's what I'm also thinking. Why do that to us if they're not going to go any further with this couple?
Okay, you know what, you guys, okay, I'm calming people down. This is not for Gavin and for
you got to let us have
our
anger for today. Maybe next week we can come to conclusions and say, okay, you know what, that was bad, and I can – oversee that. But for today, I have to have that little anger part in me.
That's me too.
And
it's now we have to wait.
Because we, you know, it's like you keep hearing rumors that people are going to leave. Okay, well, there's nothing concrete that they're going to leave. Until I actually see that they're going to leave, it's confirmed. I'm assuming they're staying on the show.
You know what? I'm sorry, but Kelly Monaco is not going anywhere.
No,
that girl cannot act, and
that
man loves her, and she's going to get what she wants.
Yeah.
So she's not going anywhere.
I agree. Oh, God, you guys agree how many calls? Why do you block calls? Why do you block calls this past one? Damn it. Damn it,
oh,
heck. I didn't say help people. I didn't. I said heck. But, okay, I'm... Okay, Black Caller, do you want to mail with us or do you want to just listen?
No. we're not intimidating to call in. We're not mean to call.
Yeah, really.
We're just passionate.
There's two block numbers, and people speak. if you want
and,
to talk
and
to
Carly, us. Carly, I am. I do believe that Liz and Jason do have a shot. So I'm not saying all that to be negative.
I know, no.
That you know, I need to see concrete evidence.
Yeah, me too. I'm the same way, Audrey. I know.
I mean, they've been saying that JJ's leaving, but you know, I have a hard time believing that he's leaving when he recaps.
I know.
Aiden
I need to see it
son.
Too. On the
but
screen.
You know, why did Cassie and him was that? No, that, I mean, he's not happy. I don't think JJ is happy. And
well, he might not
okay,
be
hello?
He, maybe, he, I don't know.
Well, this is item number 123.
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Hello?
Okay.
I heard her
he's
say
really
something.
Person far away, it sounds like.
Yeah, I thought I heard her say something.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
I guess we just don't have a good signal.
Hello? wait, is
and I'm even more positive when I can't remember this other lady's name, but when she said that the only flashback they showed Jason saying I love you is to Elizabeth. I mean, that has to tell you something.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and watch the flashback.
Me too.
Then.
That's what I said. I'm going to have to go back and watch it because she said that's what she said in her like
her
blog
comment.
Little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That she,
I think
she
I read
the
that
only one
said, I love you scene, yeah. That I love you when they're on the bridge and he tells
but
her he
you
loves
know what? I just, I was really though. I know I said it before, but I was really happy that they showed Robin in there because they can't demean that either. They can't forget about her because he was a big part of, like you said, Audrey. She was a big part of his life. So you know.
I mean, I don't think they would work now.
I know they wouldn't
work
now.
They would work now,
but
they very important part of his life.
Yeah. If anything.
And that's why I don't like General Hospital. I don't give a rat's ass what Franz likes and dislikes.
Uh-huh.
He can love J Fam till the cows come home. But the thing that pisses me off is that you don't have to diminish every other relationship that Jason had in order to pimp this couple. And that's all they get. It's pimping.
I know.
He knows they suck.
I know.
He knows they suck, and he knows the majority of fans don't want them.
When
the cameras were bragging that 10,000 people liked the post on Facebook about the wedding, and somebody pointed out, but there's 690,000 fans on there, so that's not even half
uh-huh.
the fans like
yes,
it. So
I know.
It's like the rest of them don't give a shit. And,
they don't
you know,
give a shit.
1% of the viewing audience is actually online. If you pull the people who aren't online, who
mm-hmm.
aren't on the message boards,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure the majority of them will tell you, we don't give a rat's ass about Jason and Sam. I know my friends don't, and none of them are online. So,
the Dancing of the Stars, this came out, and I just had to laugh for a moment just because Nancy Grace is, like, going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Bless her heart.
Like,
Bless her heart.
I don't watch
who
it.
Who is J.R. Martinez? Who did he play? He's some soap star. I don't know who he is.
Oh, he's from AMC.
Oh, that's
I
why
believe
I don't know who he is. I don't watch All My Children.
God. That's funny.
The only soap I was really, I mean, I used to watch every single soap that was on practically.
Me too.
And now I only really was still into GH, and I just can't even, I haven't watched that in 3 years, so.
Okay. 859 is on the Swiss Bowl, people. But no one likes putting their hand up tonight. No one likes putting their hand up, so you know what? People, do not yell at me if I bring you on and your hand not, because then I'm going to feel some guilt as a host by keeping you guys on hold when we only have an hour or so, because, yeah. I'm 859, you're on mail.
Excellent. Ladies, you have made my day. Thank you so much. This is Shiloh Dawn.
Hey, Shiloh.
Hey.
Hi, Shiloh.
Hi, Shiloh,
because I think I've talked to you online before.
Yeah, yep. Oh, I've called into numerous shows about Lace, and I was so discouraged after today's show, but
don't be.
Hearing all you guys,
mm-hmm.
it's making me come out of my funk mm-hmm. and go, damn
good.
It, they're going to get together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what? Okay, and you know what I said? Okay, I am being funny when I say this, but yeah, this is the longest together I get run over by a car. No, I'm only
okay.
kidding. The way everything is going, I'm like, you know what? This is just taking so.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
I
wish work
so,
for Kelly.
And you know what? I can be one of the most negative people in the world. So the fact that I'm
saying
this.
Oh, yeah, I know
this,
you can, sweetie. Yes,
the fact
I know
that
you
I'm
can.
Saying this to give you hope.
Yes. Yeah, the fact that Audrey is saying it, people.
You know, my
okay.
My like is not just is. I don't like Sam's character at all. That's it. But my
not me either.
My dislike is the reason why I dislike Kelly so much is that she was on Facebook saying some real bad things.
Oh yeah.
About
oh, what?
Us about the fans, about
the
fans.
On fans. Yeah.
Oh. And that's one of the reasons why I don't like her. And then another reason is I used to watch Port Charles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did too.
Terrible then. She
can't
act
on
Port
Charles.
I never watched her.
I thought I was the only person who didn't like her on Port Charles.
And she had two roles on Port Charles. They gave her two roles. And she couldn't even act then.
Yep, and you know what pisses me off about that? No, I went to school with the one that played Addison, Aaron Hussey. And my gripe to this day and will always be, why in the fuck didn't the out guy gotta stop swearing keep little kids on the same? Okay, why couldn't Aaron, you know, why couldn't they, you know, bring on Addison instead of Kelly? I'm sorry, but I love the way Aaron Hussey acted. Not just we were from the high school, just because she could act, Kelly couldn't. And that's why I'm, like, thinking, you know, like you guys just said, she had two roles on PC, but she could not act. Just like when they did the Dancing with the Stars, she was on Dancing with the Stars, and then they did that stupid dance thing
on
the
And who voted for her?
Couldn't dance either.
And
okay,
he voted,
you know,
for
what?
Her.
Swear, I'm throwing me under the bus right now.
Good at that.
But no, hey, don't hit me, but please don't throw stones at me, but I liked on PC, so
well,
I liked Olivia.
You know, there's
so,
no
yeah.
acquiring from
some,
no acquiring for some taste.
When I first started watching it again, I didn't watch it at first, and I started watching it again because my girlfriend pulled me back into it again, and I kept
mm-hmm.
saying, that chick can't act. Who is she?
The first
you know,
time she was on Port Charles, I said she could not act. They were making such a big deal that they had got Playboy Bunny for this role, and I was like,
oh
okay,
God.
I'll give her a chance. Let's see what she can do. That first day, I was like, oh, my sweet Bippy.
See, I really do believe the rumor of Guza, Franz, and Phelps loving Kelly.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's why she ended
you know,
up in the hospital. She was going to go to As the World Turns. She was going to go to New York to go to As the World
okay.
Turns.
She would have.
Franz.
Me too.
Really?
No, I didn't want her on As the
yeah.
World Turns. She ruined that
oh
show, too.
Oh, my God. She would have ruined that show. One of my favorites.
That show would have
oh
gotten canceled way before it ever.
Oh, God. Poor. Oh, my God.
And my
you
life would have came
sorry.
Between Carly and Jack, and then I would have really had to go. And
oh, God. Could you just imagine?
I mean, bad enough
oh,
Sarah Brown
shit.
Came on there and came between Carly and Jack. I wanted to backslap her, so. You don't come between my Carly and Jack. Now, that's, you know, we talk about it.
Well, that's almost like me. That's almost me and Layton and me and Billy and Victoria right now. Which I'm at it, writing off people that I want to put out there. I'm at it writing off for, you know, breaking them up and doing this shit. All I need my Billy and Victoria. If I cannot have Layton at this moment, give me my Billy and Victoria. And then if you cannot do this, so that people, please do not wake up one day and decide, oh, the curiosity and the demand needs to call the truth. No, the demand needs to be taken down and dealt with once and for all. Not this, oh, that's another saying, no, Stefano has been at the demos, at the waiting, at the hotel for years, but oh, that's too loud. That's because Maggie wants it. No, Maggie, you, when you woke up from that little coma, your head got off your mind because, you know, demos and Kiriakis and Houghton and Brady should not get along. There should be a line where the Houghton and the Brady's and the Kiriakis are nice people. And there should be a line in the stand about the DeMille people. I have nothing against that, but I have a lot of stuff about against EJ and Stefano. And what? I'm sorry, you're confused. I just had to go on my rant. I haven't got a really good rant in a while. And it was eating up at me last night. Like, when I was watching all my soaps last night, I'm like, I was writing everything down. Like, why? What was pissing me off? And, you know, and another thing. One night I said, why did you do this to me? Why did you make me fall in love with Trouble St. John?
Oh, and, God, don't even get me
yeah,
going
why?
On that.
Oh, well, let's
right
not go
why?
There again. I went off on that.
Yeah, head. That is really pissed. He's going to get shot. Fuck. I wonder who's going to shoot him. Damn it. He's so
well, I guess that means he ain't coming back. I guess that
I guess
not.
You
want,
know
my,
what?
My,
I'm sorry, but
I read
well,
the article.
I
was in, reading the soap opera week, and there was a picture, a soap opera digest, and it had him lying on the ground shot. But it didn't say if he's dead or not.
I'm just so disgusted.
God, poor guy. He's already been shot to death practically almost.
Oh, he was thrown under the bus every which way but loose.
I know, poor Trevor.
You know? Oh, I just am so disgusted with that. I can't even.
I know. It's like I kind of enjoy soap opera right now. Maybe Days of Our Lives. I'm looking forward to that. But
One Life to
it.
Live is awesome. They're rocking.
Isn't it
yeah,
great?
It's awesome,
great.
But it's
I mean, I'm not saying
heart.
It's great, but I'm just saying I just wish that they would have treated Trevor, you know, maybe this is his exit story. Maybe he couldn't, like, I don't know.
Oh, well, I understand that, but he was put in his walking papers before they canceled.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So.
It was his decision, and then he changed his mind, but it's still, you know, I mean, they still didn't have to treat him like this, you know.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I liked him better than the other Todd.
The other Todd
was too mean. And
oh, you mean Roger?
Yeah, I didn't like Roger. He was too mean and nasty.
I liked
this Todd. He was dirty, but he was mild with it, you know. He could be dirty.
And you know what, people, I don't appreciate people this, because I can say this, and I probably will get in trouble later for saying this, but you know, Roger, oh, my God, okay, you, as the routine goes off. Yeah, you might need a paycheck, but just because you didn't get your pilot now, you're good for ABC for daytime, now you okay with it? After you got rejected from primetime, maybe someone's trying to tell you something, but you did not have to come back and ruin my love for Todd. I'm mad, and, you know, I am furious what they did. I mean, it's like what they did.
I don't have any respect for the guy because, you know, he was phoning it in toward the end on As the World Turns. I mean, he couldn't even act like he was even remotely interested in what he was doing. And, you know, that's not professional as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? That's what I said the other night. I said, this guy gave up on daytime a long time ago, and he's only coming back because he couldn't make it anywhere else. And that's why I think he's a jerk. Sorry, but
I think he tried primetime. He went on to, like, Dawson's Creek for a little bit, and he did.
Yeah, but he sucked on there, too. So, you know, well, he didn't suck, but, I mean, it wasn't a great character. But, you know, I mean, and I'm not saying the guy can't act. I'm just saying that, you know, you don't diss the show that you're on by giving a half-assed performance. You at least, you know, give it your all.
Yeah, you should have some kind of standard.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, so, and then you're because in your mind you're thinking, oh, I'm going to go back to One Life to Live. I'm gonna get my character back, and I'm going to, you know. I just think it's crappy. I just think he's, you know.
Well, I've watched One Life to Live forever, like GH, and
I saw it when Roger was there, and I just got over him being gone and accepting TSJ.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did a great job. He was a pain in the, you know what?
Yes.
But that's Todd, you know. Todd is like that. You could love him and you can hate him, and sometimes you just want to shoot him. So,
I know.
You know.
And I don't have a problem with him being back on the show. My problem is that they're getting rid of Trevor St. John. I'm telling you that there are so much storyline possibilities between Victor and Todd going at each other. You know, there's just there's more storyline for Trevor St. John to stay on the show than there is to take him off.
Exactly.
And to me, it's just a big waste. So I'm not saying that, you know, that Roger didn't have the right to come back. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they didn't have to get rid of, you know, Trevor St. John. And yes, he had his talking papers in, I know that. But he changed his mind. And then they had already written the story, and it was too late to change it. So, you know, so ultimately they had to let him go. But I just think they shouldn't be shooting him. They should be finding a way to bring him back.
Oh, give me a break. They can change anything that they want to change.
Yeah.
Well, that's
true. I mean, it's going to be ending,
so they could have kept them both in there. For five more months or something. I mean,
So I just think it's a big waste.
You know, when I was watching, I'm a little sad that David's gone because I love the Bo and David relationship. I love. You know, it's so cute, if you ask me. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I think there could have been so much good story with, you know, David and Bo and, you know, Rex and Clint to, you know, maybe let's give the Karens back where they have been. And, you know, my love for Rex is like my love for Spinelli people. Just know that. And so I'm thinking, you know, you broke Rex's heart by killing Zizi off, but now I'm thinking, oh, my God, what if Zizi never died? What if that girl in the bed is Zizi?
I hope not.
Wow.
I mean, they've already done the deed. Just in fact, I don't know why they even introduced that.
That's how I feel.
I know.
Just let it go. She died.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
They kind of dropped the get even with kid, you know.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Now Jack is trying to put a foundation in her name. Isn't that funny? After all what Jack has done, he wants to donate.
Is that what that was that he said?
That was,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Blair grabbed a piece of paper and she said it looked like it was a foundation for Gigi to set up, and he wanted it was his idea, and so I don't know why he's doing it. He's just suddenly did a 180 degree turn. Yeah, guilty. I know. Well, maybe all the characters at the end will be like, you know, since they're closing the show. Oh, well, actually, I think they're going to write it because it's going to go onto the internet. Maybe they're going to write it.
Well, yeah, but there's also Bravo. There's this rumor that Bravo might take them too, but I think that would be a great, you know, give one of the housewives, all the housewives shows on there, and guess, you know, One Life to Live at AMC on Bravo. I mean, I think that's a good home for it, people.
It's like, there's so many reality shows now. It's like, why do we need to sacrifice our shows, our serials to create more? It's not, oh, God.
It's like cooking shows. Why do we need more?
All I know is that Anne told Brian Franz that she wanted ABC out of the soap business.
Is that what she said? Oh,
yeah.
God. So
and
it's
so this was, you know, everybody think, and I'm not a Franz fan. You know I'm not a Franz fan, but I will say this for him. I mean, he's the face out there. He's the one getting blamed, and he deserves a lot of the blame that he does get.
But on this particular yeah. issue, he's just doing what he's being told.
They totally had a guesstimate.
God knew what he was doing.
Did they totally have to decimate General Hospital before they did? They just totally had to decimate it, though. I mean, really.
Some people have theories that the reason he won't let Jason and Sam break up is because he knows they don't bring in the ratings, and he wants the ratings to stay down because
they are
General Hospital.
But I hear the fun and then when they're doing daytime, he's getting his new beloved stupid cooking show and we lost those on it.
But,
and why do you have fun? Why don't you be on the Weight Watchers to see how you can lose all that weight after you go off on your female mattresses? Why don't you?
No, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying that he was told that they wanted out of the whole business.
Oh, no.
Putting Sam and Jason together and throwing him down our throats is a way to do it. You know what I mean?
No, but I seriously think he woke up one morning 10 years ago and saying, okay, I got Santa Barbara off sale.
Yeah, he did that to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
I think he's the one that...
Okay, I got Add the Routines, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's on a world
off sale.
Oh, yeah,
another
world.
That was also Jill Karen Phelps.
Oh,
my God.
Let me
tell you something about her. I can't stand that woman because that woman uses, I use what they used on DC.
God.
They call it fuckers groups. And and they call her Jill Farron Fuck Up because this is these damn focus groups as a way to judge what people like and don't like on soap operas. And what a focus group is, they grab a group of people, they send them in a room, have them watch these scenes. These
you
are people that don't watch the show. You
yeah.
cannot judge.
You can't do that.
Audience like by focus.
That's
group.
Like pulling us.
Oh come
group.
On!
That's like putting us in a room. To judge the show, five
I
of us or
would.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah, really. I know.
No, we would be okay because we're fans of the show. These aren't people that are fans of the show.
Oh, so they're getting people that are not fans of the show.
They just get random people who do not watch the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how can
you
do that? That's not right.
And then, but they don't see. So, Franz's whole thing is the reason that Jason and Elizabeth were broken up is because he said, now I don't know what number he was pulling out of his ass, but he said that when Jason and Sam were together the first time, they had higher numbers than Liz and Jason had. So I don't know where he was pulling these numbers out.
You know what? Fawn was interested in one thing. Fawn was interested in how many times a day Kelly could give him a blowjob probably. So you know what?
We had a debate show a long time ago on this show. Didn't we have a special of just Sam versus Liaison?
Yeah, yes.
And I was in a class, and I called on my break. And as I was calling, there was a just Sam fan on there. And I asked her.
Oh, I know.
I think I go, what is it about Jason and Sam that you like? And she goes, they're hot.
Oh, that's
I'm
all
like,
they
is that it? Is
all
that, is
they
that all that
say.
They're hot? And I go,
hot.
I like Liz and Jason because they love each other. They respect each other. They've been friends.
Yeah.
And then she was changing her mind. She's like, oh, well, Jason and Sam love each other, respect each other. After I had said that about Liz and Jason, that was funny. That's all that she could come up with was that
that's
they're
all
hot.
They ever say is they're hot.
I know.
They're hot.
And she didn't have anything.
So beautiful. Oh, they're so hot. Oh, look at them in the white. They're so hot.
Oh my gosh. And you know, it's funny, though. Every time
symbolism.
Christy had a liaise debate. Should nobody on the December
debate shows, actually. The first two, Neil Jason fans were, like, brave enough to call in. The third one, I finally got one JSAM fan that said she was willing to call in, and her friends, who were JSAM fans, too, were supposed to call in, but it ended up only being her that actually called in. So,
good for her.
That was a good one. That was probably the only, that was the best debate show I had, because she was the only one willing to call in. All these other JSAM fans are totally fine with, like, bashing Liaison on Facebook and Twitter and everything, but when it comes to actually calling into a show, they won't.
listeners.
Yeah.
Whereas liaison fans will get on there and fight their cause.
Right.
My thing is, with them too, they don't talk about anything. Their dialogue
Thank
is
you.
Nothing. They have nothing to say.
But they do stuff, you know, they sit on the couch and they eat Chinese food.
Yep.
I mean, even in her dream, what did they say?
Don't you know that that's what constitutes romance, sitting on a couch and ordering Chinese food? Come on, well, didn't you get the memo?
Oh, I'm like, they don't talk about anything. Even in her dream, I said her dream was about nothing.
Even in her dream, she was a gold digger.
Right. Yes, thank you. I saw that, too. I thought, well, at least they're portraying her correctly in that respect.
And she didn't wear hardly any clothes. I mean, that's what
yes.
she stood at.
Wasn't that convenient for all the clips? I was not happy about that. I'm like, I'm sick of seeing Kelly's boobs. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what somebody
that
said. She didn't get Jason's clothes off, but Boss got her shirt off. That's what he wanted to see.
Well, my man Kevin says that's the only thing interesting looking at her is her boobs.
Well, I think that's a lot, too. But, you know, if you look at the men's ratings every week, the men have GH so far down, it's beyond me.
Yeah, they don't even, because Kevin is like, because I asked him one time, he doesn't watch soaps, but he knows how passionate I am about my Liz and Jason, and he came in one time and he said, I just want to see what the hell you're talking about, and I said, that's Elizabeth, I had him watch a scene, I said, that's Elizabeth, and then I had him watch another scene, I said, that's Sam, and I said, which one do you think is more attractive, and he said, oh, definitely the girl who plays Elizabeth, definitely more attractive.
Thank you, yeah.
So, I think he got a little girl crush there when he saw that scene. So. But
oh yeah,
well,
I did the same thing to my brother. I'm like I'm gonna show you two clips now. This show of their acting ability, but who do you think is pretty? And if you give me the wrong answer, I'm going to hit you. So it was
well,
like,
not put pressure on him or anything. No, I didn't.
But no, he goes. They didn't miss out the chemistry. It's like
that's what. Yeah.
He said. He said that you know, they get through their lines easier. There's a smile. There's like I want to be there, but with Jason and Sam, there's like this. Caught in the dear life level, you know, that's how Jason looks. Everything, you know, I could not, I usually don't watch the Friday show until the next week. But since we have like 2 minutes on air, I will say this because I hope it, you know, no other people hear me. But so I was watching the liaison scene because everyone was texting me, telling me how great it was on Twitter and emails. Okay, after the scene, you guys, I can't believe I'm seeing this on air, but Terry only knows, but I had to go take a cold shower.
I told you that, too. I said I had to go take a shower.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, and I'm like, okay, and I have never felt like that before. I mean, then I am passing
away.
I did not mean to, but I'm like, you know, that was really hot, and that
was
really...
Carly, let me just say something. Like I told you before the other night, I've been listening to a lot of the old DC podcasts, and they were doing the best of the decade. And I love my Jamie Gibbons because he's like you. He said if he can't have liaison, he wants Billy. But anyways, his best couple of the decade, there three of them on there are liaison fans, and then there's this one who, her name's Jillian, she annoys the jeebies out of me. She's a J-Sam fan. And his best couple of the decade was liaison, and of course she was going off and making all these noises and everything, but he said that man looked at that woman like he wanted to sop her up with like a biscuit. and not wipe his mouth and run out of the room like he was going to cry. And he kept going on. And Luke, who's the main guy, he started laughing. He said, I can't believe you brought that up because, you know, that was the big thing that Jason would always wipe his mouth after. Steve would always wipe his mouth after. He said it was because of the lip gloss. But I saw a lot of lip gloss on Becky, but he never wiped his mouth after he kissed her.
I really think Steve personally if he could be honest, would say that he prefers working with Becky.
I think he does it in his own way.
They're
I think
natural.
He does it in his own way, because whenever you hear, I mean, he will talk about Kelly, and he said, oh, we have a good time working together, blah, blah, blah. But he rants and raves about Becky. So I think in his own little way he does say it, which is why, I mean, the Jason and Sam fans get really pissed off whenever he gives an interview, because they always think in some way he trashes Jason and Sam.
We are almost off live feed, but we will stay for overtime. But remember, tomorrow night, the Rant Room, I believe 7 o'clock, Ali's going to have a show, and people call in. I might not be on there, which is very sad, but I know Terry probably will try and call in. But, yeah, the Rant Room on Tuesday, and then on Friday, I'm back here live at 7 to 8:30, Men Ladies on Radio. Christy, you're having a show, right?
Yep. Friday, 10:30 p.m. Central, I'm having these on radio. So you're probably going to want to tune into the show, because I might not have one for another couple weeks because of my new job. So, yeah.
So where are you moving to in California?
I'm moving to Irwindale, which is about maybe up to an hour outside of L.A. It's close to L.A., but with traffic, it'd probably take you an hour from L.A. to get there. So it's
I was just going to ask Christy, have you got a definite date when Steve's going to come on?
No, not yet. He hasn't tweeted or emailed me or anything, so.
He's
but
been busy.
Reminding him on Twitter.
He's still on tour.
Yeah, he said after the Pork Chop tour, so.
No,
I'm
they're on tour. He's on tour.
I have a feeling after this J-Sam wedding is over with, he might tell me then. So, but keep reminding him on Twitter whenever you see him online. You know, keep tweeting him, like, looking forward to seeing you on these on radio, just to keep it, you know, in his mind that
Denise, I don't know if you all follow Denise. I can't remember her last name. She's really sweet. She's really sweet. She went to the show, and she asked him about the liaison scenes, and she said he had the biggest smile on his face, saying he just loved working with Becky, but he did say that he hasn't worked with Becky in a while, and she said he kind of, to her, he seemed like he was disappointed. So just letting you know, there's not any liaison scenes coming up in the near future.
She told me on Twitter that she asked him flat out if he was going to get with Liz, and he just smiled at her. And so she responded to
I didn't read that part.
Yes, I think that meant
I missed that. Damn, how
did I miss
that?
Well, it was her and I were talking on Twitter, so it might have been
when she had said that he was, she and I were tweeting back and forth, and she said that he kind of looked disappointed that they weren't having any scenes, but I didn't know about that
If he's having more scenes, I don't think it's going to be very well known for now because of other dates.
What I'm saying is I think they've taped the wedding stuff, so as far as I know, it'll be, if they have more scenes, it'll be after all the wedding shit.
Right.
Funeral shit, whatever.
I don't see a wedding, okay?
They filmed those scenes.
What?
They filmed it already.
When they film the wedding, it doesn't mean that they are Mr. and Mrs. Jason Morgan. That's what I'm saying. We don't know if it's going to be like Sunny and Brenda. We don't know.
We don't know what's
going to
happen at the wedding. That's true. But what I'm saying is that, you know, I didn't know. I'm not saying they're going to be married or not be married. I'm just saying that I didn't know that Denise came right out and asked him if he was going to get with Liz, and he just smiled. I didn't know about that part. I just was going.
Now, what is Denise's last name?
Roberto.
Roberto.
Oh yeah, I'm moving
her up on Twitter.
Yes, but no, I have this feeling that this wedding. Oh yeah, we might see. We might see, Kelly in an offer dress, but I don't think we will see Mr. and Mrs. Morgan coming out of it. And if we do, it won't last long, but I think Zeke's on his way. I really think so.
I mean, Carly, even if they did get married, it doesn't mean that liaison can't happen. Because, you know, I mean, even if they did get married, I honestly and truly think that Jason and Sam will implode on their own. And that's what I want. I want them to implode because of them, not because of because of a third party. And Steve has said that they are going to have problems because of themselves, not because of the third party.
Oh, and oh my God, okay, maybe it's not, maybe Liz, I'm not thinking of the third party, okay? Maybe what's in the Sam set will finally come out, what C has done the day of the wedding, you know, after that. That's what
her,
I think.
Her fans don't want people, her fans don't want her dirt out. They're like,
who cares?
Yeah. Liz and Lucky and Jason forgave her because nobody should have to know. They don't want her dirt to come out.
No, of course they don't.
Okay,
I think
her dirt is going to come out. I think people are going to finally know what she did to Zeke. I think that bitch had known that Zeke never died. You know, I put the pieces together the day that Zeke supposedly died. Okay? I think Sam's shit will be coming out in the next month or two. And, you know, when that happens, I'm going to be jumping all over my bed because, you know, it's time for her shit to come out. It's long before her sister come out. She's done everything. And she's got away with it. There's got to be a line where she cannot get away with this anymore. Let her go back to being a con artist. You know, that couple needs to be over and done with. And I think they will in the next month or two.
I just got, you know, goosebumps when she said that she came around. I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep harping on this, but I just love this answer that she asked him straight out, and he all he did was smile. That gives me goosebumps.
I was happy because Denise does know him, so.
So yeah, and I
Denise
just have this.
She doesn't get into all that stuff. I mean, she doesn't get. She doesn't.
Yeah.
She's very sweet. She doesn't get into the whole fan base crap. You know, she
stays
out of
but
the negative.
But she is a Layton fan.
Oh,
yeah,
I know she's a liaison fan, but I mean, she stays out of the negativity, which is what
not always. I mean, you know, her and I have had conversations where she has agreed with me that, you know, that the fan base only wants to see what they want to see. And, you know, I feel excited. I don't care. Well, I do care what people think, but right now I feel excited. And, you know, we just have to get to the 23rd of September, which is only a couple of weeks. Why would Steve agree all of a sudden to come on Liaison Radio? You know, after the tour is over. Come on. You know, in my
I want him to actually come on. I don't want him to say he's coming and then not come on. I mean, you know, I want him to actually come on.
Well, and I don't want to beat him up. I mean, he has no control, really, over what Garen's doing.
Right.
Garen
right.
seems to like J-Sam right now. So until we
this crap that Garen has to do right now is what Bob Goodson left him to finish up. That's the point that we are in. You know, that's the point where he has to finish up the Goose's crap, you know.
See Kelly really leaving. I really do see her leaving early.
Yeah, me too.
Pursue something.
Yep, me too.
I think if this reality show takes off, even though it's based on her job on the soap, if this reality show takes off, I could see where she might be more interested in doing that, and it might be hard for her.
No, I see her gone. I see her gone because doing a reality TV show, even if it's, you know, something about her day work on the soap, see, you know, it's 18 hours a day, 20, days out of
the,
you know,
is, she can't do, if she really likes doing the reality show, it's going to be hard to do the reality show and the soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying if the reality
just,
show takes off, she probably would end up doing the reality show, just period.
Yeah, because
you know?
I just sing for that, and, you know, and as women, that she will be going back at the peep show, too. And so, you know, with that and her reality, so, no, you know, I haven't felt this excited in a long, long, long time about it, and... You know,
and the rumor
just,
about her sounded legitimate. I mean, the rumor about her was that she's not going to leave until December because she wanted to wrap up the Jason and Sam storyline. She felt that that needed to be wrapped up, and that those they didn't say this is my interpretation of it. She felt that the Jason and Sam fans deserved that, I guess. That she, I mean, it sounds legitimate. I mean, it sounds plausible. It's not one of those, you know, the cockamamie spoilers that you read, you know, it sounded legitimate. So,
I think her contract's only for 2011, right? And guess what happens in January?
Well,
or
I don't know if she
year.
Ever resigned. Did she, her contract was up this year. Did she ever resign another contract? I never heard
of
it.
No, I didn't think she did.
So.
I don't know.
I know that Steve signed a year contract, but I don't know if she did.
Yeah, yeah. And I think
if
they move the story off of these two, he'll stay longer.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I think the reason that Steve only signed a year contract and why he has that vice president job with that company now is because he sees the writing on the wall. I think they all think that GH is only going to last another year.
Right.
So...
No, I mean, I think if Scott were to leave, you know, and Becky would leave tomorrow, I think a lot of Steve's reasons for being on that show right now, and then Monique Bernard is leaving, there's a lot of people that, you know, Jason would not have, and he loves working, you know, even though he doesn't work all the time with.
And you know what's sad is these scenes between Jason and Liz they were amazing, even though they were she was predicted as somebody not who we know and love about her. It was just amazing to see their chemistry for like after so many years. And that's at least we got that.
And you
we're not
tell,
complaining. Yeah.
You could tell that they love doing those scenes.
Yes.
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 You could see it in their face.
The scene when he fell down from even the scene where he fell down from the stairs and he was yelling at her saying, I don't want you to be here. You know, I wish we could be shot in the head. I'd rather be shot in the head than be in, you know, even those scenes were amazing with them, too.
But to me, you could look at her, them saying we don't know each other also from maybe she felt that he was pushing her away, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, you can interpret
those
scenes in different ways. I mean, it
I
doesn't
know.
Mean that they're just, it's closure or whatever. I mean, how many times does liaison need closure? Every scene they have is apparently closure.
Okay, so you know what?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not, no, I know.
I got hyped up now, Carly, because apparently he smiled, and so he knows something's coming up.
I had a
Robin and Jason fan write on Facebook. She said, you know what? She said, I'm a Robin and Jason fan. She said, but when I seen Jason and Liz yesterday, she said, I know why you guys love them.
I saw that,
there were some Jason fans saying that, too. They were like, damn, they really do have chemistry.
Those guys will be beaten down.
Oh my god!
You know what? But you guys, yeah.
I feel like we're in elementary school or something. You got these kids over here fighting. You got these kids over here. It's like nobody's winning. You know?
Oh, gotta relate to the question. But if the hurricane done in New York, I mean. I'm sure it's done, but was there a lot of damage? Does anyone know?
I don't think there was as much damage as they thought there was going to be, because we didn't as bad as they thought we were going to get.
Well, I was trying to
picture tonight of them waiting outside for the Pork Chuck concert in New York City. So.
Oh, really?
Okay, well.
It was dry as a bone.
One of my cousins live in Vermont, And
no, I think Lamont got hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
Though. I think Lamont got hit pretty hard, but I don't
think. I stupidly told my grandma, I go, you know, there's a hurricane going. You know, and I'm like thinking, oh God, well, why did I just tell her that? And, you know, this is the kind of weekend I had. So I told her that. I'm like, but Grandma, stay up CNN and stuff. It won't do you good. And then so Sunday morning, my mom called me. And she goes, Carly, calm down. But what I'm about to tell you is you might get mad, you know, upset. I'm like, why? She goes, well, we had to take your grandma in. Because she was having chest pains.
Oh.
And she was having this for like 2 weeks ago, too. But she told me, oh, don't tell anyone. So I kept this really bad secret. And then my mom called like 3 hours, texted me 3 hours later. Well, it's not a heart attack or chest pain. It was like a muscular pain or something where the heart is, but she's fine. And I'm thinking, I caused this, because sometimes we go to McDonald's or whatever, so here I'm thinking, I caused this heart attack. You know, great. I mean, you know, I feel extremely guilty, you guys. But, you know, I'm like, yeah, but everyone's been yelling at my grandma, like, you still told us it was bothering you before then, and because it was bothering her from like 2:30 in the morning to like 10:30, in the morning, and she finally told my mom, and my mom, grandma's like, well, I guess I can't forget about going Catholic Mass today. And my mom goes, yeah, you're not going. We are going to the emergency room. And I'm just like, you know, and then, you know, so it was like, you know, and okay, I just want everyone's opinion because my mom told me to call family members, and I called Terry, and, to tell them what was going on. I did not want to leave a kind of message like that on the machine, so I just said, please call me back. Okay, when you rather have a message, please call me back. Or grandma is in the hospital for maybe a heart attack. Which one, I mean...
Yeah, because
yeah.
I would want somebody to tell me that personally. I don't want to get a call
yeah.
from my dad's in the hospital on a voicemail when they
right.
could have just called me urgently or something.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
So, I mean, I, one of our family friends, said we had your sisters tell me on the voicemail. And I'm like, I am not going to leave that on a voicemail. What, you're driving or whatever, and you hear
right.
this thing getting a call. Like, I am not going to feel that. I mean, I was always feeling guilty about, you know, not telling my mom and my mom and grandma and I went out today, and I said in the car, I'm like, Grandma, if you have anything pain any other time, I'm cowardly on you. I'm going to just tell Mom. And she goes, uh-oh. And I'm like, Grandma, no, I mean, none of that was stupid for her not to tell, but what if she did have a heart attack? And she, you know, let it go. I mean,
right.
You know, and so it's like that. I just thought you do not want to hear that on a voicemail or text message. I don't know. I don't want to get a text message if someone died. Who's texting?
Yeah.
Someone's texting.
That's like breaking up with your longtime boyfriend over the
yeah.
You don't want to hear that. You want them to talk
yeah.
to you personally.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that thing about texting these days. They do with anything, you know, break up, you know, oh, there's a death in the family. You need to come home or something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for letting me know, you know.
Yeah.
And with
that's
texting, like sometimes they don't come for hours later, you know.
But they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I didn't. And Audrey was texting me this weekend why that was going on, and she goes, are you catching up on
oh.
your toes? And I was trying to catch up on my toes, but I keep thinking, oh, my God, what if my phone just did? I was sucking the phone, and I was thinking, 10 years ago, or 20, you could call the operator and say, can you please call me back? Because make sure the phone is ringing, but the operator doesn't like you doing that anymore. And so, yeah. Oh,
well,
oh my God.
I was asking if you'd watched the scenes yet, so
Well, yeah, well, I didn't watch the scene until like 3:30 in the morning, and I was watching him, and then I'm like, okay, God, thank you for creating this moment. Now I have to have a cold shower because, yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was very, 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 it was a good scene. I loved it. You know,
well, it's like, I keep going back to Jamie Giddens, but he said this on one of the podcasts, and he said, I know you don't like soaps in depth, but I didn't read this personally, but he said that they said that, you know, you put Jason and Elizabeth in the hospital, and no matter what else is going on, it's just kaboom. And that's why Franz wouldn't allow them five sets. You know, it's like a restraining order. He wouldn't allow them five steps near each other because he was trying to push this Jason and Sam reunion.
Yes.
Which is the
I know. And don't you think that if they were such a popular couple, wouldn't they help with the ratings at least, like, a little bit?
Well, you know what? The ratings thing is, I can't say that Jason and Sam are the only reason the ratings are down.
Well, that's
something
a little
show,
bit at
general,
least.
The whole show sucked.
I know.
Yeah,
the
whole show sucked, but I think the couples do play a part.
Oh, they do
play
a part. They do play a part. And whatever numbers he was talking about, he pulled out of his ass because they certainly aren't showing that now.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Well, they
and
say they only look at the women segment 18 to 49.
And they are number one or number two in the demos. So until the demos
yeah,
are down,
ever.
I've just given up. I'm not in that age frame. So I'm just like, I'm old. I know what it is. It's awful.
And there's a spoiler out there that Sam's pregnant. Oh, God, that'll be
No, you know
please.
What? You know what? That is so. Even the Kelly Monaco herself said, I do not want a baby. I do not want to wear a baby pad in.
Yeah, I mean, the worst thing that could happen to them is have a baby. It
yeah.
really
yeah.
is. I mean,
I know.
If you think they're bad now, you saddle her with a kid, forget about it. They're done.
They're so done. Well, maybe it's a good thing if they are. Maybe that's the end
but
of that couple if they are.
But see, that's the thing. Her fans keep saying she's a ride and die chick, but they want her like Elizabeth. Yeah.
I know. Oh,
they
God.
They,
oh, there
they
you go.
They want their cake to eat it, too. They,
yeah, exactly.
They want her like Elizabeth. They really do. Oh, God. That's what I always say to them. I say they really want her to have children. You want her to be like Elizabeth. And that's
and
what Fonz wants, too. But he wants the sluttiness and Elizabeth. Yeah.
But, yeah, but
can't
you
have
know,
both.
He's going to have
can't
to be
have
domesticated.
When he has kids.
He's going to have to be domesticated then if he's going to have kids with her, and they don't want domestication.
Want domestication with Elizabeth. I'm not sure that Fonz wouldn't mind domestication with Sam.
Oh, God. Well, what's
I think
the,
there is a difference.
Oh, God.
Well,
whatever.
I think Jason's going to intervene for Liz when she gets kidnapped. So I'm hoping
I do too.
That'll be the start.
Yeah, but I think, you know, that song Holding Out for a Hero, I think that should be their theme song. In fact, next song I'm going to play that.
Don't you mean when she gets arrested?
No. I heard she gets kidnapped by Franco.
Liz
kidnapped?
Yep.
That's what I read today.
Yep.
What was it? What? Go ahead, repeat that. I'm sorry, I'm
Liz
reading something.
Liz gets kidnapped by Franco.
What I heard is Matt saves her.
Oh, God.
Oh,
well,
man, I had
heard.
They're trying to push Matt and Liz together.
Oh,
I
forget. So, when
does
the Emmys take place anyways? When
I
Emmys?
Am not worried about
Hold
Matt.
When
were
the Emmys? When were the Emmys?
Okay.
When were the Emmys?
In June.
Okay, well, I'm not sure that I know he's sat with Days of Our Lives and all that, but I'm not sure that he's leaving the show.
Well, I am.
Storyline.
I am. No, he's not. Just because he did this one little thing, he's getting a story. No.
Well,
we know that
Garen Wolf had point blank at least said that September would be a clean house. So somebody's got to be leaving. It's got to be more than one or two people. So,
no,
well, they said something about somebody dying. They think Edward's leaving.
John Ingo has wanted to retire.
Yeah, he wants to retire, so they're going to kill him off. But I also read today that it's going to be sunny, too. So.
I'm reading it here. Elizabeth gets kidnapped.
Well,
really?
I've been hearing that, you know, that JJ is leaving, along with Anthony Gilly also, and Kimo.
Yes. JJ, Anthony, yeah. And I don't care if Anthony TG leaves and JJ leaves, that's fine by me.
Yeah,
it's
that's fine.
It says Anthony Zakara who kidnaps Liz.
Oh.
Well,
all I can say is that before they go into any couples, they have to, if this Jason, this story about Jason should be about him, not who he's with at the moment. It needs to be a story about his journey or whatever before they can get.
Yeah, and they
even
don't.
Yeah, that's
Jason.
True.
And they don't need to reaffirm that Sam is the one for him.
I know
exactly.
How many times do you have to reaffirm that? Jesus, Joe and Mary.
You know what? Yeah.
If you have
to
reaffirm a couple
so
on a soap opera,
I'm so tired of being pimped.
If you have to reaffirm a couple on a soap opera, then they're not. Then
yes,
you don't have to have Jason and Liz have a scene that knocks every chemistry out of the water just to reaffirm some lame-ass couple. Anyways,
her fans was really upset. They were really upset about the first dream.
Good.
Yeah, they were upset because I think they know. Yeah, see, I think they noticed the chemistry too.
Oh, of course they did. You'd have to be a blind man not to notice it.
Well, yeah, I mean the Sam fans are just not going to ever admit it.
No, they're not. Just like I will never say that Jason and Sam have chemistry, because they
exactly,
don't.
Exactly, exactly.
But at least I'm right.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree
you are right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, God, that's funny.
Grown people arguing or talking about Sam.
I know.
Tell her off, for God's sake.
They're making Sam like she's this saint. That she's.
I know.
Like,
that's what I keep saying.
Whatever.
Blog.
Oh, my God.
I'm so tired of Saint Sam. Oh,
I know. They're negating everything that she's done in the past.
Yep.
You
it's
can't
all
forget
whitewashed.
What you did. Yes. I know.
I mean, when
and
Monica even cares for
her. Oh, yeah. I'm so
I just
with
about
Monica.
Rip my TV out of the
I know.
Wall.
What did she do? What did Monica do? I haven't been watching that.
Oh, she's all up Sam's ass now. You know, like she's a girl.
Yeah, I mean, she acts like, well, just you're with Jason now, so we'll love you too.
Oh,
God. I know, but I like the scene where she kind of told him, you know, Sam, I'm his mother. You're just his fiance.
Yes.
I like that. I do like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
If anybody knows
her
son. I
was upset when Sam got her face in there.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I was kind of pissed off today.
I'm
still
mad.
Gave Monica the picture of Jake. I mean, that wasn't her plan.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
bad
for me
too.
And you know what? I know a lot of people don't like Carly, but I love her. But you know, when Sam slapped Carly, I was pissed. I'm like, game on, bitch. You just
I want Carly and Liz to develop a friendship. I really do.
Because you know what, and you know their little boy, cousin.
I would love for Carly to realize that you know what, Liz wasn't so bad for Jason.
Right.
Mm-hmm,
exactly.
Yep. And you know what?
I would love
there to be Carly really to know about what happened. About the kidnapping.
I don't think it'll ever come out. They've whitewashed it so much. I mean, Jason can take her back. I mean, I'm still mad at Jason for taking her back. What father?
You know what? I don't think they are going to whitewash it. I seriously think it will come out. And when Carly gets a hold of it, I think, you know, Sam, you better run, and you better run quickly, because Carly's gonna, you know, be a fierce little mama with.
I was disappointed when Carly didn't beat her down for hooking Michael up with the hooker. They making Carly pimp them too. With Michael slapped Carly in the face. Carly should have
Carly on the phone. Carly's pimping that couple.
They have. I mean, it's so pathetic that this couple needs.
I think Carly is playing who in a way, because I don't think Carly chose Jason. The whole conversation with Franco, I go back to those couple of weeks, and what Franco chose Jason was something about you better hold your family dearly, or something about family, and
well,
something
Carly,
about Jason.
Can I ask you a question?
So,
you know about this new doctor coming on, right?
Oh, God,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah, well,
yeah, so what?
Isn't he supposed to be for Elizabeth?
No,
oh,
God.
You know what?
No, they said something about
I
read another one that said something about Matt was going to save her from this doctor. I don't know what this doctor is into.
No,
he's involved in the Lucky
mom.
Was going to be, it was a, no, the new doctor
was going
to come on.
This doctor is not.
What did you say? I couldn't hear you.
I heard that he was going to be in the mob, affiliation with the mob.
I heard he's working for Helena. It has something to do with the Cassadines.
No,
I think he's going to kidnap Elizabeth. He's going to hold Elizabeth to something, and that's when Matt's going to save her.
I
think Jason's going to save her.
Matt, but Matt is not man enough for Liz.
Right. You know what? I want Matt to go away. In my opinion, Matt is the most boring character on there. You know,
I think he would be an excellent friend for her.
I don't know. I don't know where they're going. It could go either way.
They might be contesting him.
I don't know. Like we said, you can't assume anything. But
I'm afraid to hope on this show anymore.
The rumor or spoiler that Jason wakes up, but he doesn't say the change that occurs when he wakes up from this surgery.
Yeah, he goes for the motion.
He pretends to be his old self.
He's going to be a combo, and that's why with the wedding, maybe. I hope not. But if he does, I think he's going to realize that he can't really stay with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he's going to realize that he's not the man that she wants. She wants Jason Morgan, period, the end.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any
resemblance,
if there's any remnants of Jason Quartermain still left in him, then he's not going to be exciting to her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And because she wants that ride or die kind of life.
Okay,
that's
but where are all these women coming off from? I'm just curious.
What?
Where are all these women?
All over the place, probably.
They're all over the place. They're all over the place.
I read
a lot of GHH with Shirley, and read a lot of. I've just started reading Raven Beauties.
Okay, I can't stand that bitch.
I don't like her. I don't like her biasness when she says spoilers, but she does get some things right. But there's another girl on Twitter that gets breakdowns, and she doesn't. She's both a Liz fan and a Sam fan. She doesn't really get. She's not biased. I can't remember her name, but she gets the great. She gets the actual breakdowns of the script.
Really?
Yeah.
You can tell you what's in the script. Like,
like she can...
Well, you know what? I don't trust Raven Beauty because back when Becky got fired, she told people to stop fighting. Becky's out the door. The job's done, blah, blah, blah. Okay? And she said so many things like that. And when Becky came back, you know, she had egg on her face, but I was happy. I don't trust anything that...
In all fairness, Carly, she was on Silas's show the other night, and I didn't listen to it.
But
I was reading the Twitter post from the liaison fans, and she was saying there's stuff going on behind. She said it's more soap opera behind the scenes than it is in front of the scenes.
Even Silas said, don't give up.
You know, some things are
going to
be... Yeah.
Oh,
so,
I trust Silas. I trust Silas.
She was on there, and she was saying that. So it wasn't about, she wasn't pissing Becky or anything. She was just saying that, you know, there's shit going on down there. There's a lot of crap.
Well, I mean, I believe that, too. But I'm just, when it comes to Raven Beauty, I'm sorry, I don't trust her. I don't trust her, and I'm going to go. And for Silas to have Raven Beauty on there, he's very brave. And I just would not have her on here because I probably would tear her down in a couple of inches for the whole Becky remarks. So,
well,
you know,
I looked up as many rumor spoilers as I can.
See,
but
I really can't trust
a few.
You know, I can't go looking. I mean, someone on this phone loves reading spoilers, loves reading all these spoilers, and you know who you are. And I just can't. I loved way back when we didn't really know what was going on. Like, we didn't know anything. Like, if an actor were leaving, we would not know, but that would be bad for, you know, the Becky case. But sometimes I whispered, you know, because how would the spoilers and Megan Lean never come true? There might be half-truths.
That's what I said the other night. I said, you know, that's one of the bad things about being on the internet, that we know too much. You know, you can't enjoy the show for what it is because
you
know.
Yeah, but it warns me if I even want to spend the time to watch it.
But I'm
kind of
glad we were on the internet for Becky because, just look, if we hadn't known, they'd have just
fired us. Oh, I know.
Right. And we wouldn't have known and we wouldn't have been able to fight back. So on one hand, I'm kind of glad that we were.
I'm on one hand I'm glad, but on the other hand it does diminish the enjoyment of it.
Yes. I agree to that.
Terry,
because
what do you think?
No, too much stuff.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What?
Oh, did your mom ever leave?
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Did your mom ever leave? I'm just curious.
Well, she's coming back and forth. She's going in and out, like getting something from my dad. I just don't want to talk to her tonight, so what have you been saying?
No, about the internet, like
she's basically saying you love to read spoilers and she doesn't like to read spoilers.
Oh,
well, no, all the time.
You know,
because
it doesn't necessarily mean I'm gonna like so agree with them. I just hate the fact that they're just spinning all these things, you know, and you know, it just breaks my heart that, you know, that it's all negative spoilers and stuff.
Well, that's
what
I think. If you're going to believe spoilers, it's got to be just a sentence that tells you where the storyline's going.
Yeah.
Not the spin on it. Not their interpretation.
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's when they start putting their personal feelings into it is when you've got to go, okay, well, I'm done.
I mean, maybe I should not. I've always been a spoiler person. Ever since when Courtney and Jason were together, I always had to go look up for spoilers, the positive ones. But there wasn't as many negative ones back in those days. You know, now it's like all negative. Like everywhere I go.
But you know what? I keep thinking that, I like surprises, and sometimes we are not going to get all good spoilers. I mean, come on, we are the families everyone hates. You know, and there's not going to be all this positive.
Carly, I don't think we're the fan base that everybody hates. I think the internet likes to say that we're the fan base that everybody hates.
I
read something one time where a JSAM fan said, oh, Liaison is only online. And I thought, No, you know what? I think JCM is only online.
You know, it comes back to the thing where when JCM was, you know, together, and they broke up, their family didn't, you know,
disappeared. They disappeared.
Yep.
They didn't, you know, because all of it, because most of the Jason and Sam fans are Kelly fans. And they jumped on Lou Sam like there was no tomorrow. I mean, look how popular Lou Sam became. I didn't personally
know,
but, I mean, they became very popular. So I don't want to hear this crap about, you know, everybody, and we're always accused of it. Oh, Liz and Jason are only big online. It's all the online people. No, I don't think so. When you're driving Facebook where they're bragging about 10,000 likes on, and you've got 690,000 people on that particular Facebook page and only 10,000 of those people have liked it, you know, that's nothing to brag about. Sure, 10,000 sounds like a lot, but that's not even half from 690,000.
I agree.
So, you know, shut up.
To me, they're more aggressive than we are. They really start.
They really are. And you can't say, one person goes on and posts something positive about Liaison on Facebook, and you've got 10 day families come out and totally.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, or they come on the Liaison fan page. It's like, do we go on your page and say crap? No, we don't.
Exactly.
So, you know, back off. It's just they are so threatened.
Yes.
You don't see them doing this to Robin and Jason fans. You don't see them doing it to Jason and Courtney fans. They are just so threatened by Elizabeth because they know that if you put Liz and Jason together, it's over. It's over.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can't match in the chemistry no matter how hard they try. And that's because, you know, Kelly may be working her ass off and doesn't look like she's working that much off of it, and Steve hardly puts anything into it. So, you know, I mean,
he
puts it all into it, but he really doesn't. You can tell.
I say. She can't pull anything out of him because she doesn't know how to.
Right. And you could see in his and Becky's faces how much they love doing those scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts it all in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I saw a big difference.
Yep. He has more. He stays like some more with Laura White when they have seen. Then, you know, I mean, when him and Laura have seen, I see, you know,
They have chemistry. I would root for Charlie before I rooted for Jason and Sam.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that the friendship base,
before I rooted for Jason and Sam. Between Jason and Carly.
And
at least
like,
he and Laura have chemistry.
I think Jason and Robin is good together. But you can tell acting ability is much better than what's her name? Whatever her name is.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to publicly say, he's never publicly said about Kelly.
Exactly.
He's too much of a gentleman to do that.
Yes.
And
exactly.
I would lose respect for him if he did say something publicly. But I think it's obvious that he much prefers the Liz and Jason pairing.
I think so, too. And I really know he gets upset when he has personal appearances or whatever, when people really get on his case about, well, why doesn't he see how bad Sam is and go with Liz or vice versa? Because he has virtually no control.
Right.
How the writers want to lay this out. If they want to push Kelly Monaco, they're going to push Kelly Monaco.
Right. Exactly.
I mean,
it's
the
job.
He has to do it.
It's
the
job.
To. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I don't get mad when he says stuff.
When he says nice stuff about them, I don't get mad because I know, like you said, you can tell in the acting. The way when they act, you can tell that he enjoys it more, that they just pull it more out of each other. You can just
see it.
They're
natural.
Chemistry.
And I can, you know, and I can kind of understand where the JSAM fans are coming from because they get upset whenever he gives an interview because, you know, he always just gushes about Becky. And he doesn't gush about Kelly. I mean, he says some nice things about her. You know, he says, we had a lot of fun working together. We're all into it, blah, blah, blah. But he never gushes about her.
Right.
I know.
And he certainly doesn't gush about the Jason and Sam relationship.
Well, and he
I've never heard
personally
him gush about
associated
I've never heard him either.
You know, he doesn't associate with Kelly outside of work, per se.
No.
Where
well, no, because they're very different. They have very different lifestyles.
Exactly.
You know, he's a family man. He's married. He has kids. Becky and Mary have kids. They have more in common. Kelly is a party girl. They don't have that in common outside of work. So, you know, I mean, from that, I don't think he hates Kelly Mott. I know some liaison fans are like, oh, he hates Kelly. No, I don't think he hates Kelly
Mott. No, I don't
think
so either.
I just don't think it's the same kind of relationship.
Exactly.
Because they have very different lifestyles.
But even if you say it's just a different relationship, I mean, they go ape on you. I mean, they just...
Oh, yeah, because apparently they were having an affair, and you know, the reasons they had to break up was because his wife didn't want him to work with Kelly anymore. And,
well,
you know, I mean, there were all these kind of rumors.
I mean, one of her fans even said that Steve should get a divorce and marry Kelly. I'm like,
oh,
what
my
fantasy
gosh.
World are you living in?
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just a different kind of relationship. So I've never believed that he hates Kelly Monaco. I just don't think he's as close
right.
to her. I mean, I'm sure they have a very good working relationship, but,
yes.
you know, I mean, but it's a different dynamic, and it's she's a different, she's, you know, like I said, she's, Becky can pull more out of him because there's, well, it's a personal thing, you know. I mean, they're friends.
I think so,
and
too.
He can
he's
pull,
more
she
comfortable
can pull more
with
out
her.
Of him. And, you know, I've read things about where people have said, well, you know, he's not, when he looks at Sam, he's got this smile in his eyes. He never looked at Elizabeth like that. And I'm thinking,
no, he didn't.
Oh, my God.
yeah.
He did not.
What show
yeah.
you, are you watching? When he looks
right.
at Elizabeth, he looks like he wants to lick her. you know, I mean.
Oh,
I tell you, those kisses were a lot better with Liz and Jason than it was with Sam and him.
Yep.
I just, you know, and then and they're never going to admit this. They're never going to,
no,
you know, they see
no.
what they want to see and we see what no. we want to see. But, I mean, but like I said, at least we're right.
But remember, that family is mostly teenagers. I mean, come on. Say, you know, come on, be 40-something and a Jason fan, be 50-something. And
oh,
like
there
Jason.
Are them that they're out there, though. I've actually encountered some of them.
They
act like they're... There too, but yeah, they're out.
What's that?
Yeah. Well, they. But you know, I wanted to bring this up because I had texted you this, and you you said, "Well, I don't give a shit." you know, I saw the video where the Liz and Jason fans made that video. I'm hoping that another one gets made because I'd like to make a sign. You know. And,
oh, you know what? I
and,
think.
But you know, the Jason and Sam fans were doing that too, and they accused us of copying them.
Oh God!
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
they don't agree that we have more history.
What did they do? What the heck did the Jason?
They made signs. They made signs. Team J Sam.
Oh my God!
And,
hey.
And, you know, they took
yeah,
pictures.
You can't compare to what we did to what they have done. We.
Right. No,
yeah.
I'm saying they said that. I didn't say it. I'm
oh, they said
that? They said
I know. I'm
they
just,
said it.
You know, I wish they would get on the damn phone and stop being chicken shit and have a real good debate about why their couple is so special.
Because I cried when I watched that video. I thought it was beautiful.
I was crying,
I did,
too.
Yes.
I was crying, too. I was
and
like, this
we,
is what
how
it
how did we copy them if ours is done already and theirs is
I know.
We have longer history, and they are.
We do.
But I really hope that somebody else makes another video, because I would really like to be included.
Oh, that reminds me.
I don't want to actually
think
be shown.
Christy.
I
think actually Christy is going to do something like that.
Okay,
I got an email from her.
I'll make a really nice sign. I don't actually want my picture taken. Like, I'll just show
no, yeah, she
I'll
said,
have it by my cat or something, you know.
She
I'm,
said
I'm
if you wanted to email me, right, Carly? Did you get that? She emailed.
Yeah.
She emailed. She just wants to send it to her email address. I don't know what email it is. I have the email. And she's going
to
kick because she missed her opportunity
like
for the other video and she wants
show.
To do one herself. So she's going to make a new one. And, you know, to be honest, do you think that the Sammer fans, if they, like, was Audrey, didn't you say this, that they would not stick this long with their couple?
They didn't. Terry.
When
Jason and Sam broke up, this is because the majority of Jason and Sam fans are Kelly fans. And when they broke Jason and Sam up and they put Jason and Elizabeth together, all of those people jumped on the Luzanne bandwagon. You saw how popular Luzanne became.
Yeah.
They did not stick with Jason and Sam. It wasn't until Jason and Sam, there were rumblings that they were going to reunite Jason and Sam, that all of a sudden all these Jason and Sam fans popped up again. And that's because they're Kelly fans.
I know.
And their girl front and center, and her girl is front and center if she's paired with the Golden Boy.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that he
makes
her look like a complete idiot that she's paired with this guy. I mean, first of all, you know, he threatened to kill her twice. You know, I mean, he never puts her first. He never will. And, you know, it makes her look like an idiot. But that's okay because their girl is
God, if I love...
Now, me
if
personally, if he treated my girl like that...
I know.
I wouldn't want her with him.
I was just going to say that. There's no way in hell I'd want Liz with him. She could do better. And, you know,
I'm not saying that he chose Liz because he didn't. He basically chose his lifestyle over his own kids, which I still have a problem with. But at least I'm not pretending like he would choose Elizabeth over whatever. I know that. I'm well aware of this. But he didn't threaten to kill Elizabeth.
He never would. He never would do that. He would never, ever do
that.
And Liz is not
the
type.
Right. And the fact that he took this bitch back after she put his child in danger. She's guilty by association. She may not have done the actual kidnapping, but she's guilty by association.
Yeah.
What father would do that? I mean, it makes him look like... I mean, he really didn't deserve... No, I'm not going to say it because then Carla would go off on me, so I'll keep my mouth shut. But, whatever. They're a joke. They're a complete and total joke.
Yep. And I know, and then when I go on this message about this one lady says, well, what Sam did in the past is the past. She made up for it by, by saving Jake. And I'm
bullshit.
I've
seen that over and over. Shit.
I know. You cannot forget the history.
You
cannot.
There's no forgiveness. There's no making up and putting your child in danger. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then for her to be there and for her to come in after Jake died and be the one to comfort him.
Oh, God, I know.
You're the one that put him in danger to begin with.
Oh, exactly.
When Jake died, it should have been Elizabeth that should have been the one that was comforting you. Because that is a bond. They created this child together. Sam had nothing to do with that. That was a child that Jason and Elizabeth created together.
Mm-hmm.
It was Elizabeth comforting him.
Jeez. Yeah.
Oh, they constantly say it was a one-night stand thing. I'm like, what?
One-night stand.
Kidding me?
No, it was not.
Oh, well, and then she climbed up 50,000 flight of stairs to make that baby. Oh, crapola.
That's not what she intended.
She went there because she needed to talk to somebody.
Yes,
she just walked in on her husband having sex with that
exactly.
Maxie in her bed.
Exactly.
And she needed to talk to a friend, so she went to Jason.
And if they
she
would
go
through their research
she did not
on Liz and Jason... If the December fans would start, because I'll go and you know I know the history of Jason and Sam. I will go if they ask me to go. Well, even though I have to sit through bated breath, but I would go and have an open mind to why they like their couple and know their history. You know, I mean, they need to know our history before they start spewing off.
Before you start opening your big fat mouth.
Yeah.
Get it right, because she did not go there to have sex.
Yeah.
She was about ready to walk out the door. He grabbed her arm and he instigated it.
I know.
He wasn't thinking about Sam when he instigated it, and he wasn't thinking about Sam when he was on that couch, and he wasn't thinking about Sam when they had sex in the kitchen, and he wasn't thinking about Sam when they were upstairs in the pink bedroom. So I don't even hear that he was thinking about Sam.
Yeah, no, Sam was not even in his radar.
No, that was all about Elizabeth. So,
oh, God,
open your mouth, get your facts straight.
I know.
I'm not going to get on here and pretend like I know Jason and Sam history, because I don't.
I know, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if they ask, because I think people have said to the December fans, well, go look at the history of Jason before you start saying things. Go do your history. Go do your homework. If they were to say the same thing to me, I would probably do maybe go, if they asked me to check out something, maybe I would, because I don't want to sound stupid, like,
right. And believe
you know,
me, the way it was not written as a one-night stand.
No,
they
was
may
not.
They may be trying to rewrite history now, but it wasn't written as a one-night stand at the time.
No, it was
don't
not.
Don't be giving me that bullshit.
If anything,
they might be doing it, they might be trying to diminish it to, as a one-night stand now, but that's not how you wrote it back then.
Oh, God, right. If anything, that was just...
That was 4 days of them in total lovemaking. And,
and
I was
that
total
was
what
needed
and
to
I've
happen.
And I've yet to see Jason and Sam have 4 days of total lovemaking.
Oh,
I know
God,
the,
I know.
The majority of America would be
and
throwing up
if
that
it was happened. A one-night stand, if it was a one-night stand, it would have been, boom, thank you, ma'am, I'm out of here. Not sitting
right,
there
exactly.
talking about their history, you know?
Exactly.
And not him making breakfast for her the next morning.
Yes.
I
yeah,
know.
In the pink bedroom. In the pink
exactly.
Bedroom.
Yeah. A one-night stand is like.
Brenda.
Yeah.
If he loved
yeah.
him so much, why did he keep the? Oh, that's right. Because a piece of dashboard went up his nose, and he now has that in his brain, and that's why he's having all these problems.
That came out of
that
left
is the
field. Whoever
who
I didn't.
The hell came up with that one?
I know.
Who the hell came up
that,
with that one?
Yeah.
It's really, really. Oh my God. That
he,
is
he's like
stupid.
I don't know. I'm hoping that these are just the. I'm hoping this is just the end of Guza's storylines, and maybe he's got his own story arcs coming.
Oh well, I hope so, because that's just plain retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I
was
mean,
kind of stupid.
But, oh my.
Maybe this is a part of his story arc with Jason becoming to you know Jason Q and Jason M, because I could get into that if they write it really if he writes it really good, you know. There was a fanfic that I read that we were reading. It was Jace, he got in an accident or something happened to him, and he was involved with Elizabeth. And he got hurt somehow, and he became Jason Morgan and Jason Q. But he was more Jason M. And the way he treated Sam in that, I just love the fanfics. It's like we could write Sam any way
we
want.
We could write it so much better than they can.
I know.
The thing of it is that, you know, and somebody's brought this up, I think it's on RTN, and they bring this up all the time, and I have to finally say that I've come to agree with it. You know, they keep saying that, you know, when she went back to Lucky, that Lucky was a safe choice. No, he's not. He's not
right.
A safe choice now. He's on drugs. I mean,
yeah.
You know, so it's
yeah.
like, you know, I'm so tired of the whole, well, Liz can't handle his lifestyle.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with her not being able to handle his lifestyle. She was thinking about her children, and any mother
exactly.
would do that.
Exactly. She even said to him, didn't she say to him that he was like a temptation for her that she would have, if she hadn't had
well,
Simon
I haven't
or
liked
something?
Some of the, I mean, I hated the Niz storyline because I thought that just was desecrating.
Oh,
I
God,
just thought
I
that
know.
Was a slap in the face to every fan base, you know, Liz and Lucky and Jason and Elizabeth. That was Liz and Rick, that was just such a slap in the
yes.
face that she never knew. She never liked sex until she slept with
I know.
But well, I don't know. She looked like she was enjoying what she was getting from Jason.
Oh,
know?
God, I know. I think she enjoyed it. What she was getting from him more than anybody. Well, I mean,
yeah, so
like, you
I
know.
Didn't like the, I did not like the dialogue in that. And she said, well I wasn't really in love with Jason. He was just an infatuation. I'm like,
oh, God.
Jason proposed to Liz a total of 3 times. She
is
told
it?
Him on the
yeah.
third
yes,
time.
Yes, but, you know, the
J-Sam
fans say that was just
again.
Because it was out of obligation, you know. He
oh, my God.
Her
you know what?
She was pregnant and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He
exactly.
was even willing to marry her when he thought that the baby wasn't his, right?
Right.
Or no, or did he?
Right.
Right? If I'm correct, okay.
Yes, he
yeah.
did. He said that.
Yep.
So
and
he was
marry
that
her.
Was out of obligation. Why would he want to marry her if it wasn't his kid? Michael wasn't his kid, and he
yeah,
had a family with
he
Robin.
He never had
and,
part
and,
with him, man. He never had
yeah,
part
he
with him.
Yeah, he had a family with Robin. They were a family for a year. And Jason actually got out of the mob for a little bit to protect Robin
the
and
problem,
Michael.
No, the problem is that they wrote Sam too dark, and they should have never went there if they were planning on reuniting
yes.
Sam and Jason.
Exactly.
Kelly Monaco
yeah.
was supposed to be leaving the show at that time. That's why that whole storyline happened. But they should never have taken her that far, because unless you are a diehard Jason and Sam fan, there's no
yeah.
way that the regular viewer is going to be, if they know the history, is going to be able to
right.
accept that
uh-huh.
relationship.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's only the people that are diehard Kelly Monaco fans that love this couple that are actually
oh
going to accept
God.
That. Because the rest of us, even if we thought they had 1 ounce of chemistry, which are not most people, but even if we thought they had 1 ounce of chemistry, how can you, they're a joke. You cannot go back and pretend like the past didn't happen, which is what they're doing.
right. Because
they
have not even
like it
discussed
never happened.
It.
Right. Right. They never they want to pretend like it never happened, and you can't do that. You cannot.
Well,
do that.
For surely today in the flashback things, we were reminded of his past with, you know, Robin and Sam and Carly
yep.
and Liz, so they can't say that, you know, there's proof that Jason and Liv has history, and if they're going to negate that history, then I don't know what's wrong with them. But
and I
you know.
Also asked
well, no, I mean,
one of her fans, I said, why would you want the person that you really like with somebody that said that they would kill them?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. I asked them. They don't have an answer for
they
it.
They don't have an answer.
I'm like,
exactly.
They want to pretend
you
like
can't.
It never happened.
I say, you as a woman, if a man said that to me,